Greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
And we are coming to you for our edification audio right after we just got done with a street preach.
A real long one, too.
A real long street preach. So, hope you're all doing well today. We went out and traveled this morning and got there, and we went out, I would say, about 10:30. And we were out till at least about 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And where were we, Sister Amen?
Well, first I wanted to back up and say the Lord gave us a perfect parking spot.
Perfect parking spot, like awesome. Like right a half a block.
Yeah.
Half a block. It only cost $5.
Yeah, it was like pretty phenomenal.
Yep.
Yes, that was awesome. And we went to stand outside a so-called Christian music festival.
Yeah, worldly carnal Christian music festival.
Yeah.
And we want to rejoice for two main reasons. Well, three. Christ was glorified and preached today. We talked to a ton of people that listened and actually got the truth.
Oh, yeah.
And going in the concert, there was hardly any people there. I think there was 100 people up at the stage.
It was shocking how few people were there, but there was hundreds and hundreds of people walking up and down the sidewalks and all over the
streets. So actually going into this Christian concert, there weren't that many people, but there were tons of people on the sidewalk walking by in the world.
Oh, yeah, it's very popular down
there. Yeah, West Palm Beach. Oh, yeah. It's a very popular, ritzy area of Florida. So, yeah, it was a glorious day. We got down there, and they tried to right away push us off the public sidewalk, and we resisted and said, no, we have free speech rights. The cops came in and were there, and they said, nope, you got first free speech rights. So then that just went away, and we just witnessed and witnessed and witnessed and witnessed.
Oh, awesome.
Any that are memorable to you, Sister Amen?
Yeah, there was a young family, husband, wife, and a little boy, and they stood and listened for quite a while. And then that was while I was up on the one corner. Then when I walked back down where you were by the entrance.
She came back.
Yeah, she came back out. She asked me some questions. And one of her questions, I'll just go there real quick. She said, what about the sports that you mentioned? Because we always talk about, you know, Satan's kingdom, sports, politics, entertainment.
Yep.
They kind of list a bunch, and the sports stuck out to her. So I kind of walked through covetousness and pride, and she's like, oh, I could see that. And I said, what about redeeming the time, you know?
Yeah.
She said, but what about a little bit of fun? And I said, well, tell you what, why wouldn't we want to go out in God's creation and give him glory in that and refresh? She goes, well, you got a point on that, too. So I was able to talk through a whole bunch of that with her, and she sent an email and thanked me.
That's awesome. We were driving back from the preach, and she sent an email, said we encouraged her. She's going to go in the Word of God.
Yeah, she's going to. I went all over the place with her. She kept asking questions, so we went into holiness for women and everything, and she was, like, really soaking it up. I liked her attitude because she was kind of like, I said, I'm a blunt person, a bold person. Can I give it to you that way? Because I could kind of tell her nature. She's like, oh, yeah, give it to me. Let me know. So I shared everything with her, and she's like, wow, I got a lot to think about.
So that's awesome. And then there was two young men that Brother Koo and I witnessed to for like an hour. And one man, the one young guy especially, man, he hugged me. I thought he was going to break my ribs. He gave me such a big hug. He asked if he could email me. And I think he sees through the church system, but the cost is great. And he's kind of pondering all of that. But we talked to them for the longest time. And I just think of many, many people that listened and thanked us. And said, why are you here? Hey, there's a young guy from one of the bands.
Yeah.
I walked up and I preached to his whole band. They were in the back of this amphitheater. And they were kind of mocking. And they were worldly men. And they got all earrings and tattoos. Yeah. And they're all worldly. Well, I witnessed all them and they left. Then later, right before we left, I went around to the back of the amphitheater. And I preached a little bit. And this young guy was standing there. And he was just watching. No one else was with him. All of his friends were gone. And we walked to our van. We were done preaching. I walked to the van. He followed us to the van.
Yep.
And he said, why are you here?
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? And then he looked up. He was on our website. And he's a young man from a band that was playing there. And I told him, I said, I'll put a testing up of your band. Email me. I'll show you why this is wrong. There was something about him. He was convicted. He didn't know why we're doing what we're doing. I had multiple people say to me, why are you doing this?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, if I don't come and preach, how would I ever meet you? And they're like, well, yeah, I guess that's true. So it was an awesome day without a lot of people going into that event, which was awesome. Tons of people on the street. The police got the gospel. A whole bunch of people listened, young people, older people. Yeah, we had a few mockers.
All over the in the age ranges.
Yeah, but not too bad. Not too bad at all.
No. Oh, I meant all over in age ranges for witnessing.
Yep. Oh, yeah, age range all over for witnessing. So, yeah, we were out there about a total of about 7 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
One was really good. An older man came out, said his young son, 23-year-old, is one who's putting this thing on. And he starts telling me all about how I've been a Christian for 30 years. He's a very worldly man. He's at this worldly event. And I was talking to him, and he turns to young brother Kuo, and he goes, I can tell he doesn't buy into this. He goes, he's going to come out of what you're saying, and he'll be part of this one day. And I said, brother, tell him what you see. And young brother Kuo looks at him and goes, friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. And this guy had a cup of coffee in his hand, and he just looked at brother Kuo, and he didn't know what to say, and he started sipping his coffee, and I said, you got nothing else to say to that? And he's like, well. And he was, like, silenced by the word of God.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He was going after this young saint, saying that he's going to end up a worldly Christian, and I'm like, no, I think you're wrong. I think he knows the truth. He came out of worldly churchianity, right. And, sir, you're being deceived. And what we see at these places, they're preaching a false gospel, a bunch of carnal, worldly rock and rap music. They got idolatrous images of Jesus. They're selling the things of God. They turn it into a circus, climbing walls, bounce houses, face painting.
Yeah.
A bunch of food and frivolity. Yeah. They're playing football. They're running around in mockery. And young brother Kuo said, he said, it's hard for me to believe that all these people that come in here that look so worldly and lascivious and full of harlotry are claiming Jesus. He said they're totally mocking God.
Yeah, and how much were people paying the minimum dollar? $70.
$70 to $110 to go in.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So it was awesome. Sister Amin was waiting up on the corner. She was talking to people, then she'd either bring them up to us or call us.
I wanted to say that some of the men would come by, and I was also offering everybody a gospel card and warning them about not going in there. And so there was a couple, two or three men, not all at once, but they were like, what's that about? And so I would tell them, and I said, hey, you know what? If you want to know more, my brother's down here. There's my husband. That's my brother down there. I said, they would challenge you on why you shouldn't be here. I said, are you up for that? And they're like, yeah. So I would walk them down there instead of sending them down there, which they kind of might not go. They said, yeah, I'm up for it. So I would kind of share about man-made religion on the way down.
One man came down. He had big dreadlocks on, and he said, why shouldn't I go in here? And I gave him all the truth, and he was like, speechless.
Yeah.
He just standing there looking at me, and he goes, I don't know what to say. I can't refute anything you just said. He said, maybe it is worldly. Maybe it is false. Maybe it is carnal. Maybe it is fleshly. Maybe they shouldn't be selling the things of God. The churches are lying. He said, I don't know what to say. And I said, well, if you're going in there, I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you. He did go in, and I didn't see him again, but I hope the Holy Spirit convicts him to where he realized he didn't have the word of God on his side.
We've had people.
Yep.
Some of these other events that we warn them before they go in and say, you know, we want you to test that. You're probably going to go in there, but test it while you're in there and see if what the Word of God is true. And they come back out.
Yep.
I remember a great big, super big guy at one of the Christian events. He's like, wow, you're right.
Yep.
You made a point to come over. There were
several people today that went in and then left and said they weren't going back in. So the proclamation of Christ crucified, the biblical gospel, people being convicted by the Holy Spirit to go, yeah, this is kind of worldly. Yeah, this is doesn't seem like it is of God. Yeah, they've turned God into a carnival and a money-making event. And this is not pleasing and glorifying to God. So we're just thankful we get to go and stand out at these places, hold our gospel signs. We get to touch people's lives. We get to witness the truth. Our website is there. We saw a lot of people going and looking up the website.
Oh, yeah.
And people making videos, and it'll go all over the world, and people... they'll pass the videos all over, so it's awesome.
Yeah, I told a lot of people Romans 8 can't please God in the flesh.
Amen.
And they agreed, yeah, that is kind of fleshly and carnal. One man walked up, he was on his phone, and I was by the front there, and he goes, you know how much this is? I said, well, I know this is free, and I gave him a gospel card, and I started sharing the gospel and man-made religion with him, and I said, oh, by the way, they're charging $70 here. Isn't what?
$70 to $110.
Yeah, I said, aren't the things of God supposed to be free? And right then, Brother Tupos came over, and they had a It didn't last very long, yep. But it was a pretty good talk. He's like, yeah, I'm seeing through some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it was a glorious day. We're thankful to God that we get to do it. And tomorrow, we don't have the preach up tonight. We got lots of videos and audios put up. We do have the testing that Sister Amen will put up at the top of the page. I think it's called Good Old Days or Good Days Only Festival Exposed. You can look at that testing. We'll get audios and videos of the preach up soon. Tomorrow, well, go ahead.
Yeah, I got another one. There was one woman, she kept walking in and out and in and out, and she'd come by us and say some snide remarks, and one of the big ones she was saying is, you're making us look bad, you're making us look
yep.
bad, and I said, ma'am, you're making yourself look bad.
Yeah.
You need to repent, come out of the world.
Yeah, it's a John 3:19-21, that the light has come, we shine the light of Christ, and they don't like it because it reproves them.
Right.
We did go around the back of the amphitheater, and I was preaching for Danny Gokey, one of the big headliners, and they ended up shutting the garage door, so I must have got to them. They shut the garage doors, and the people back there were listening, and that's where that young guy from the... Actually talked to about four of the musicians that were at this event and got to warn them and call them out of the sin and preach the gospel, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thankful. Thank you, Father, for letting us do it. Tomorrow, Lord willing, if we get another day... Where are we headed, Sister Amen?
Potentially, if it works out and the Lord gives us the day, an art festival not too far from here. So
we're going to get up. We're going to head to an art festival.
Yeah.
We're going to go and preach the gospel, hand out gospel cards, and love our neighbors with the truth of God and warn them about the wrath of God that's coming and tell of the goodness of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you have a scripture verse for us today, Sister Amen?
I have a passage that I was kind of thinking about today, part of it. Titus 3:3-7. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And I was thinking about how we used to be on the other side.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now how we get to be on this side and maybe help somebody who has ears to hear and eyes to see.
Yeah, we tell all these people we're not better than anybody now. This is a Christian event, so they need to be told the truth. They're claiming Christ. They need to be rebuked for their sin and told, no, you're outside of the truth. But when we go to the worldly events, we just tell people, hey, we used to be in the world. You got to come out. You got to turn and seek after Christ and the kingdom of God. Otherwise, you have no hope.
Right.
I wanted to read this because I was thinking about this. Americans, we're in a very ritzy area today.
Oh, yeah.
Condos and million-dollar condos all around where we were. Big high-rise buildings. Americans are so rich, it's going to be hard for them to inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 19:20-24. The young man said unto him, all these things I've kept until my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that which thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It made me think about Americans because Americans are so rich. Cars and bank accounts and food and money and fashion and sports and politics and churchianity. When you talk to these young men and they go, wow, I got to lose everything to follow Jesus? And we're like, yeah. And, you know, if you think of a third world country where nobody's got nothing, it doesn't cost nearly as much when you got nothing. When you got a whole bunch of stuff like this rich guy, it's really hard to drop it all and go and follow Jesus. And that's what Jesus is saying. Rich people are going to have a hard time to enter the kingdom of God. And that's America today.
Yeah, it is. There was actually, it's really interesting you say this because I used this. I shared this parable with a man from India.
Yep.
From India. I witnessed to him for a little bit. And he was talking about how they're happy for a couple bags of rice.
Yep.
He said $70 here. I'm glad that he didn't want to pay it and go in there.
You could feed people for a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we talked about America being like Sodom and Gomorrah and the land of the wealthy and yep. rich, and I said it's hard for rich to enter into the kingdom of God, and we had a pretty good talk, and then Brother Rakul came over. I don't know if you came over at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, no, I think Brother Rakul talked to him.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Brother Rakul had some really good preaching. He got to give those two young men his whole testimony about coming out of the world and the Lutheran faith, and he said that really kind of touched them. So, yeah, being rich in America, it's a huge hindrance to seeking after the kingdom of God.
Right, yeah. I don't want anything to do with it. I want to have, the less you have in this world, the less you cling to, the less you want, and the closer to the kingdom of God you are.
I want just enough to keep going and preaching the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. Just give us
and maybe help somebody along the way.
Yeah, right.
Other than that, it's all going to be fading away.
It's all going to burn, brother. It's all going to burn. That.
We're reminding people that today, too, that all of this, Christ is coming to separate and burn away the church systems, the politics, the sports, the whole Satan's kingdom. All that's going to be left is what is wrought in God. So we're encouraging people to build themselves upon the rock of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise
all right,
God.
We're going to leave it right there. We hope that blessed you. Tomorrow, we hope to have more stories from the Gospel Road. If the Lord gives it to us, we'll get that preach up. Check out that testing of the good days only. And I think Sister Amin has a nice video of us coming in and out of this big city.
Yeah, daytime, then nighttime yep. view.
And till next time, we love you all. Seek the kingdom. Lose everything you have for the cause of Christ.
Amen. May God be praised.